Utah in 2016. A massive algal bloom on Utah Lake tainted the water that residents in three counties use as untreated secondary water for their lawns and gardens. Officials were unable to determine if food grown with the contaminated water was safe to eat. As the algae spread, one secondary system after another opted to exercise an abundance of caution and close its valve. Residents switched to watering their lawns with drinking water, causing citywide shortages. Algal toxins in drinking water is not a rare event, Mishara says. They're always there, he says. It's just not a lot of them go undetected. The question is whether low-level consumption is harmful. Mishra suspects that if the exposure is long-term, there could be cumulative damage to the liver and brain. Unfortunately, with research focused on trying to understand how and when these toxins kill, there are few studies on public health consequences. The lack of good treatment options has led the Water Research Foundation to recommend a multi-stage approach combining several methods of decontamination. That could require treatment plant renovations that run into the millions of dollars. Many states are taking aim at the algal blooms themselves, attempting to starve the cyanobacteria by reducing nutrients like nitrogen and phosphorus present in fertilizers and discharge from sewage plants. Kansas has an annual budget of over $5 million dedicated to limiting the amount of fertilizer and wastewater in waterways used as drinking water sources. But Oregon isn't taking any chances. Cities in the state are already investing in expensive new treatment plants. This appears to be a new normal for us, says Modi.